On this first Sunday of Lent, every year we hear the account of our Lord's temptation. This is how we begin our Sundays in Lent, by meditating upon the experience that our Lord had in the desert, specifically his temptation. We learn so much about our Lord by how he responds to the devil's tempting. And we also gain insight into our own fragile condition, because we are subject to temptation. That's something that we know all too well. What happened to our Lord in the desert after the 40 days and 40 nights of fasting? Of course, he was very, very hungry, profoundly hungry. And it was then that the devil tried to get to him, when he was physically weak. And the devil proposed a solution: change these stones into bread for your own benefit. And how does our Lord respond? How does the Lord respond to this temptation to act in a manner contrary to his person, contrary to his identity, this temptation to be inauthentic? Because our Lord never, ever worked a miracle for his own benefit. Each of his miracles was performed so that others might believe, so that we might believe. Our Lord rejects that temptation to take care of his hunger in the manner that the devil proposes. And then the devil takes our Lord to the parapet of the temple and invites him to cast himself down, trusting that the angels will catch him before he lands. To show off, in other words. Notice that the devil doesn't take our Lord simply to a cliff off in the middle of nowhere. He takes him to the parapet of the temple. The temple in Jerusalem always had people milling about. There would have been a crowd. It would have seemed to be a perfect opportunity for the Lord to show everyone who he was and to demonstrate his powers in a fantastic manner. But this was not the way the Lord chose to reveal his power. This was not the way in which the Lord wished to communicate his identity to the human race. He did not wish to do anything that would cause him to show off. And he rejects the temptation. And finally, the devil shows him all the riches in the world. It says, all these will be yours if you just worship me. And our Lord says, get behind me, Satan. Our Lord did not come to accumulate earthly riches or to establish a political rule or to create a dynasty, but rather he came to establish the kingdom of heaven. He came to do this in his way, a way that he would teach us through his words, through his miracles, and by his saving death and glorious resurrection. Our Lord was tempted to act in a manner contrary to his identity. And so are we. We are tempted by the evil one to be inauthentic, to be less than genuine. We are tempted to sin. Let's be clear. We are tempted to sin, to turn our backs on God, to exclude God from something in our life, to act as if what we see is all that there is. And in many ways, our temptations parallel the temptations of Jesus. Like the Lord at the end of his 40 days in the desert, we are hungry. We hunger for meaning, purpose, direction. We hunger for love. We hunger for acceptance. And sometimes we are tempted to take the devil's solution, to take a shortcut to relieving the hunger, relieving the sense of longing, the sense of unease in this world. We are tempted to measure our lives according to earthly standards, to make choices based upon what's in it for me. And like our Lord, we can be tempted to win the approval of our peers, to win the approval of others, and to do this by showing off, to show off to others how mature we are, how grown up we are. This is something that, please God, we grow out of as we mature. We learn to accept ourselves and to be confident in saying with our Lord, to be able to say, I know who I am, and I know what I am supposed to do. I know the difference between right and wrong. Sadly, younger people are often unsure of themselves, and so they wish to show off. If they're underage and everybody's drinking, I'll show off. I'll show off that I can do that too, even though it's the wrong thing to do, even though I might get behind the wheel of a car later on this evening. I'll show everyone that I am so mature. I will show everyone that I am so mature in my relationships. I will act just like all of those glamorous Hollywood stars act on TV and in the movies. I will engage in relationships in that manner, even though I know deep down that that's not what love is about. That's not being genuine to myself or to the other. Like our Lord, we can be tempted by material riches. We can be tempted by the allure of the kingdom of this world. And we can spend a lot of time getting caught up in working hard for those things that do not last, those things that wither, those things that tarnish, those things that no matter how hard we try, we will never, ever be able to take them with us. We get caught up in denial. Thinking that what we have right here in the world is all there is. These temptations can be alluring. They can be seductive. They can be like a tentacle that wraps itself around us and pulls us down into the mire. This is bad news. This is horrible news, in fact. But you didn't come to church today to hear bad news. You came to hear good news. And there is good news aplenty. Because there is a remedy to these temptations. That remedy is not a program of any kind, but a person, the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who knows what it is like to be tempted and so is compassionate with us in our weakness. And he is ready to extend a forgiving embrace whenever we confess our sins, whenever we turn away from sin and find him in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. Our Lord Jesus, who is very quick to forgive, one who is there also to give us the grace that we need in order to do better, in order to live a life of holiness, in order to make progress in true maturity, in true holiness. This Lord Jesus, whom we meet in the sacraments and offers us a helping hand every step of the way, this Lord Jesus who leads us through the twists and turns, through the confusion of this life, this Lord Jesus is the one who does not turn stones into bread, but he does turn bread into his body. This Lord Jesus establishes and shows his greatness not from the parapet of the temple, but from the gibbet of the cross. This Lord Jesus, who gives to each and every one of us not temporary riches, but treasures eternal in heaven. Those treasures that rust cannot tarnish, nor moth destroy, nor thief steal away. Those treasures worth far more than silver or gold.